We continue with the tafsir of the Noble Quran, and we're looking at the verses from Surah Fatir, verse number 28 onwards. Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions in this verse that the ulama, those who have due knowledge of the attributes of Allah, they are the ones who truly fear Allah. Fearing Allah and remaining in awe is a special incumbent attribute of the ulama. An alim is not simply an alim by virtue of knowing Arabic or grammar or mantiq, rhetoric. One needs to have the understanding of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason why we speak about this at length is the fact that these days you get a lot of people who claim to be a doctor or professor of Islamic studies. But when you compare them to a general person, there's nothing that is different. In fact, in Al-Azhar University in Egypt, I heard one of my seniors mentioning that they had a Hindu teaching tafsir. So the most capable man for the job gets the job, who can do a most critical analysis of the Quran. That's it. When Hazrat Basir rahimahullah said, an alim is a person who fears Allah in private and in public, and likes what Allah likes him to do, and hates what is detestable in the sight of Allah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, لَيْسَ الْعِلْمُ بِكَثْرَةِ الْحَدِيثِ وَلَكِنَّ الْعِلْمَ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْخَشْيَةِ. Memorizing many hadith or talking a lot, like you have these days, ustad or ustada, person is very catchy in the speaking, captivating, a lot of humor, it's a feel-good speech, so this is my type of a scholar, this is someone I can identify and relate with. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, the great Sahabi, said, it's not about who can talk or who can attract you. It is one who has the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the degree of the fear of Allah that one needs to have, that is the level that makes a person an alim. To that degree that you have, that is the degree of alim you are. Fear of Allah cannot be recognized on the basis of someone's prolific reporting of events or abundance of knowledge. In fact, it is identified through one's adherence to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. So the first criteria that you're going to judge an alim is, does he follow the Sunnah? If he doesn't follow the Sunnah, then can he really be an alim? If he doesn't have the Sunnah libas, if he doesn't have the thawb and the izar above the pants, then is he really above the ankles, is he really worthy of being called an alim? Sheikh Shahabuddin As-Suharwardi rahimahullah said that this verse, Inna ma yakhsha Allah min ibadil ulama, it clearly indicates that a person who has no fear of Allah is not an alim. Man lam yakhsha falaysa bi alimin. Whoever does not fear Allah is not an alim. Mujahid rahimahullah said, Inna al alimu man khashi Allah. Only you fears Allah is a real alim. Someone asked Sa'd ibn Ibrahim, who knows divine law at its best in the city of Medina, and he said, Atqahum li Rabbi. He who has most fear of Allah. Sayyidina Ali Murtada defined a faqih, a master of Islamic jurisprudence, by saying, In al faqih haqq al fiqh. A person, the most perfect in Islamic jurisprudence, is the one who does not make people lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And nor is he so free that he allows people to indulge in the disobedience of Allah. He does not give them guarantee of remaining safe of the punishment of Allah, nor does he forsake the Quran by indulging pursuits other than it. And it is said, verily, لا خير في عبادة لا علم فيها ولا علم لا فقه فيه. There is no good in an act of worship that is without knowledge, and there is no good in knowledge that is without understanding, and there is no recitation of the Quran without deliberation in it. So this is an important clarification. It removes the doubt about many what we would term so-called neo-scholars who do not seem to have the kind of awe and the fear of Allah that is required. And the reason why we elaborate on this and the clarification that has come to us from the sight of Allah, that the bland knowledge of Arabic is not what ilm is. And certainly the one who is proficient in it is not an alim. Anyone who does not have the fear of Allah in his heart is not simply an alim, the terminology of the Quran. At times, awe and fear of Allah are rooted in one's creed, and reason because of which one adheres to the injunctions of Allah. I remember one particular person saying, you know, he was studying in Egypt, and Egypt, they have these Thursday night and Ramadan movie festivals. And when he went to the movies, he was studying Islamic studies in Egypt, and he said that he was so pleasantly surprised. It was so heartwarming for him when he visited the movies at night, and he saw his sheikh, his scholar, was also at the movies with his ordinary dress. He had taken off his jubba and his turban, and he put on his general clothing, and he was also enjoying a night at the movies. So that was nice for him to see his sheikh also enjoying movies, because it created, you know, some sort of appeasement for him that I can go to the movies, my sheikh goes to the movies, it's all fine. That is not the type of scholars that the Quran speaks about, that there has to be the appearance of, or the knowledge has to have the impact that one has, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that manifest in all one's actions. May Allah make us to be from the scholars of deen and those who adhere to the prerequisites that would bring one into that category of the true scholars of deen.